Blackstone Audiobooks presents Villette by Charlotte Bronte. Volume 1, Chapter 1. Breton. My godmother lived in a handsome house in the clean and ancient town of Breton. Her husband's family had been residents there for generations, and bore indeed the name of their birthplace, Breton of Breton, whether by coincidence or because some remote ancestor had been a personage of sufficient importance to leave his name to the neighbourhood, I know not. When I was a girl, I went to Breton about twice a year, and well I liked the visit. The house and its inmates specially suited me. The large, peaceful rooms, the well-arranged furniture, the clear, wide windows, the balcony outside, looking down on a fine, antique street, where Sundays and holidays seemed always to abide, so quiet was its atmosphere, so clean its pavement, these things pleased me well. One child in a household of grown people is usually made very much of, and in a quiet way I was a good deal noticed by Mrs. Breton, who had been left a widow with one son before I knew her, her husband, a physician, having died while she was yet a young and handsome woman. She was not young as I remember her, but she was still handsome, tall, well-made, and though dark for an English woman, yet wearing always the clearness of health in her brunette cheek, and its vivacity in a pair of fine, cheerful black eyes. People esteemed it a grievous pity that she had not conferred her complexion on her son, whose eyes were blue, though even in boyhood very piercing, and the colour of his long hair such as friends did not venture to specify, except as the sun shone on it when they called it golden. He inherited the lines of his mother's features, however, also had good teeth.